Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode for our WTU podcast. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about the three philosophies behind the Asian Wing Chun. So we have the Taoism, Confucianism and Charm Buddhism. What can we say about this?
These three philosophies are important for all traditional martial arts styles. Why are they important? Because in traditional martial arts styles, the attitude of a human being is the most important thing. If you have the wrong attitude, you go the wrong way. Later we will speak a little about, then you can't learn. Mm-hmm. Then they only condition yourself or conditioning other people, and conditioning is not learning. Why the attitude for human being in martial arts is so important? Because to teach something what has to do with fight against other people, you have to be very responsibility, because you learn people that they can destroy other people. And if you have the wrong attitude and give this possibility to all peoples, you go a very wrong way. Or you only teach this that the ego will be bigger, bigger and bigger.
So you can develop the attitude or also the character of a human being with the three philosophies?
Yes, the reason to develop the character is the most important thing. And in Asia, you use these three philosophies to develop your character. In the earlier days in Asia, many or the most people had their personal mixture of these three philosophies. Okay, maybe some people were only Taoists or only Charm Buddhists, but most people had their own mixture of these three philosophies for their own way of life.
What can we say about the Taoism?
Taoism, we could say Wing Chun is moving Taoism. If you speak about Taoism, we speak about moving. There are terms inside Taoism like Yin and Yang or the Tao, the way, or the way or the source behind all things are, and everything changes every time. We had in the Western world an old Greek philosopher, Heraclitus. His motto, everything flows, is like Taoism.
That there's no position and no fixed form.
Yes, there's no position, there's no fixed form, and there's no moment that never changes. All changes everything, and we have to go with this flow.
And what about Confucianism?
Confucianism in a martial arts style has had a lot to do with relationships and the graduation system. If we speak about teaching, then we speak about relationships. And there are a lot of relationships in a martial arts school. There is a relationship between the master and the student. There is a relationship between a teacher and a teacher, there is a relationship between a student and a student, there is a relationship between a training partner and a training partner, maybe there is a relationship between a business partner and a business partner, and these are several relationships, and each relationship has its own right attitude. If you go in a relationship with the wrong attitude, you go wrong, and if you want to learn with the wrong attitude, you go the wrong way, then your little idea is not correct. And if your little idea is not correct, what you do is nothing.
And what means Sifu in this context?
Sifu is the only title in a Chinese Kung Fu style. And Sifu is an important title. If you translate it, it is the paternal or maternal teacher. And he teaches not the technique. If a Sifu only teaches a technique, it isn't a Sifu. A Sifu teaches you the attitude to the life. He teaches the way for a natural economic life. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't teach this, he is not a Sifu. Mm-hmm. Then he is If he doesn't teach this, he's not a teacher. Maybe he's a trainer. And I'm not in the martial arts to be a trainer. I do not train people that they destroy other people or to make the ego bigger and bigger and bigger.
And then we have the Chan Buddhism.
The Chan Buddhism is a special form of Buddhism. Chan Buddhism is in Chinese, Zen Buddhism in Japanese. We can say it's the school of the moment. Why the school of the moment? Very important for Chan is to bring a human being back in the here and now. Human beings are never in the moment. They're always in the association or in the inner dialogue, in interpretation from all. They're never here and now. Maybe the heart is in here and now, but
the thinking center is on the past or on the future.
Yes, not the thinking center. Chan Buddhism is the first impulse to bring a human being back to the moment. And this is important for self-defense, this is important for everything in the life.
And some people say that Buddhism is a religion, some say that Buddhism is a philosophy.
All these three ways, Taoism, Confucianism and Chan, is an active philosophy. Why I call this active philosophy? In the Western world we also know philosophy, but our ways of philosophy are all intellectual constructions from the thinking center, from the brain. And all these philosophies doesn't have or don't have exercises for the body, for the feeling, for whole of the human being. And this is the reason why most of these ways, if they come in contact with the life, were very destructive.
And Wing Chun universe, we always say, is not 100% has Asian roots, also come from another tradition. And this tradition has also, maybe if we can call this also a philosophy, but it's not only a philosophy, but there we have a concept from the three centers, the moving center, the thinking center, and the feeling center. Can we say that one of these Asian philosophies, maybe Taoism, has a main aspect in one center, maybe in the moving center?
First I have to say, for us, Wing Chun is a Chinese term, but the sources of that, what we call Wing Chun, is for us older Oriental way who came to Asia. And in this way is a active philosophy which uses many of the terms we use now. To your question, you cannot say Taoism is the moving center, but you can say, if you speak about three centers, Taoism is most familiar with the moving center. Because if you speak about Taoism, we always speak about moving. Everything flows. In the other aspects is, if we speak about Confucianism, then we speak about the thinking center. Because if we speak about Confucianism, we speak about rules. If we speak about rules, it's intellectual thinking. Chan Buddhism, if we speak to come back in this moment, then we speak about feeling. The heart is in this moment. If we speak about Buddhism, Chan Buddhism, then we speak about the feeling center. Not only about the feeling center, but a lot about the feeling center. And so these three philosophies are a little bit familiar with the three aspects we speak about in a modern way.
And what can you say is the difference between maybe this Asian philosophies or also the Oriental philosophy or tradition where we also come from and the Western philosophies we have or the German philosophies? What is the main difference?
Western philosophies normal are only intellectual construction, as I say before. And the only way if these philosophies get in contact with the people in the most ways were political ways. And if we look in the history, if Western philosophies, whole of the world, came in contact with collective power, always was a disaster. Because it came in contact with people who doesn't work on their attitude, who doesn't work on their three centers. You cannot change the world with intellectual thinking. You only can change the world if you develop the whole being of a human being. And you have to do first this with yourself. And then you can teach these other people to do this with themselves. And this is the way of a SIFO.
Very interesting. Okay, so at the moment we are working on our first English ebook.
Yes.
We will produce this very soon.
Yes, in the next half year, I think. Yeah, because we have a lot of projects to do.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We will be back again.
Next month.
Next month. Bye.